For people everywhere, the internet offers a superhighway to prop betting.
Showing that some people will bet on anything.
Yes.
Hi, Lou.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm betting on the football game. I mean, on the Super Bowl game.
You are? Which one?
What?
Which one?
Which one? What do you mean? Okay, I gotta go.
Did you say you were betting on the Super Bowl game?
Yes. Oh, what team?
Which team? Yeah.
Should I share it?
Sure.
Is that a secret?
No.
I'm going for the L.A. Rams. Woohoo!
Oh.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Well, the good thing, Mrs. Kamish.
Yes.
The good thing is the Mush likes Cincinnati, so chances are you're going to win.
So, what's your most memorable Super Bowl, Lou? I know the Giants have been in a couple times in your lifetime.
Believe it or not, it was the Cincinnati last time they were in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
I won $3,500 in a poker game before the game started. So that is probably the most memorable Super Bowl Sunday that I can remember.
And when did Dee Dee pick you up in the jail after that?
Well, Kamish, you would realize that since the Bengals weren't in the Super Bowl in the 80s, there would be no Dee Dee.
It would be right, of course. Who would it have been at that time? Who would have bailed you out at that time?
There was no need for bailing out.
Are you ready for the prop bets, Lou?
That's why I answered the phone.
Okay. Who will win, Lou?
The Bengals!
Coin toss, heads or tails?
Bengals!
They'll win the coin toss, but who will be heads or tails?
It'll be a Bengal.
It'll be a Bengal, which is a head, I guess. Time of national anthem by Mickey Guyton, over under a minute 38.
Under!
Woo! Will the game be tied after starting 0-0, yes or no?
Yes!
First touchdown player number over under 26.5. What?
I don't understand what that means.
It means the player number on the back of your jersey will be over 26.5 or under 26.5.
Oh, under.
Under.
Bengals.
What will appear in the first Super Bowl TV ad? This is our famous one. First break after kickoff. A kid, an animal, pop culture reference, celebrity, a sexy dame, violence, a social statement, or a fart?
A fart.
Every year, the same answer. Which song will be...
Kind of like the tweet.
Yes. Which song will be first at the halftime show? Still D.R.E., the next episode, California Love, Family Affair, or Other?
Other.
All right. Will Snoop Dogg smoke on stage during the halftime show, yes or no?
No.
Number of songs the performers at halftime do.
Over, under.
Under. Number of players who will attempt the pass, over under 2.5.
Way over.
Okay. Who will have the most passing yards, Stafford or Burrows?
Burrows.
Highest scoring quarter?
Fourth.
Combined final score, odd or even?
Odd.
What color Gatorade will be poured on the coach? Clear, orange, red, green, lime, yellow, blue, purple, or none?
I like purple.
All right. And finally, the post-game MVP, Lou, Joe Burrows, or Matthew Stafford, or other?
Other.
Other! It's the prop bets! Prop bets! All right. New coach news, Lou. You want to know your new O coordinator on the Giants?
Godfell.
His name is Mike Kafka. Have you ever read The Trial, Lou? That's Kafka. Your new Your new defensive coordinator is Don Wink Martindale. Remember Wink Martindale, the game show host?
He was on TV the other day.
That's right. Don Wink Martindale. Wink Martindale is your new D coordinator.
Very good. And he's also interested in 36 years of the Game Show Network.
All right. So Matt Deflatormouse Uberfluss has hired Lou Getzky from the Pack as the O coordinator. He was the QB coach. And Alan Williams from the Colts, who was the safeties coach, for D coordinator. So he fired the two guys that were there.
Who?
I forget who they were. No, I'm just saying that the Fleetermouse brought in his own two guys.
And one, well, that's a good ownership allows that.
All right. So, Lou, the Lou's Sunday NFL Picks News, of course, we have the prop bets up, and, of course, the award show went over big online, so you're another media star, as always. Your power rankings of the week, Lou, the best Super Bowl chip snacks. We've got wavy chips with dips, nachos, ranch Doritos, cheese Doritos, kettle chips, or veggie chips. Lou, what is number six?
Cheese Doritos.
Cheese Doritos. Number five.
Ranch Doritos.
Don't like those Doritos. Number four.
Nachos.
Nachos.
They're dealing Doritos.
Number three.
Kettle chips.
Kettle chips. Number two.
Wavy chips with dip.
So your number one is veggie chips. No way.
Yes, it is. I see the light. I see the light. Go Jacksonville and go veggie chips.
One more question of the week, sir. What is the best game show for a defensive coordinator like Don Wink Martindale to host, and why?
Concentration, because they can't.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out. Go Bears! Go Bears! This is a commission inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Bad Connection Service. When you're tired of good connections, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou connects you, Super Bowl.
I approve this outstanding message!